It really improves you to being a leader and a better public speaker. Hello, I'm Kirsten. I'm from Toastmasters. I am the president this year of the Advanced Club in Belgium. Of course, the normal benefits of being a Toastmaster is improving your public speaking skills, but on the other hand, also improving your leadership skills.
I'm Carsten and I'm the president of this club. It's a very structured, step-by-step way of learning how to speak. We have a manual by which we take different assignments, and then we have evaluations. We get friendly feedback and helpful feedback, and that has helped me grow as a speaker. For a good speech, you need a lot of energy, you need passion, you maybe need to tell a little story, you need more than just information, you need to bring your whole personality in. It's important in corporate life that people learn to present well and with passion and with everything that belongs to a good speech.
So I think it's time for us to have a toast.
Hello, I'm Sandra and I'm an Artful Orator. Artful Orators is an advanced club. At Toastmasters, many new members come and they have to do their first 10 speeches and to become a competent communicator. And very often it sort of stops there. For those who want to go further, we have what's called advanced manuals. It's where you can take your basic fundamental learnings that you've done over the 10 speeches, and then you do a bunch of different projects, whether it's becoming an entertaining speaker or whether it's about being a professional speaker. You look at your own professional environment and you pick a manual that best suits where you are in your professional life.
I am Luc Bollen, Area Director of Area B3, and this particular area contains the highest number of bilingual Toastmasters clubs. There are several ways of conducting a bilingual meeting, but at the Atomium Toastmasters of Brussels, which is the Dutch-English Toastmasters club in Brussels, we do it simultaneously. We explain things in Dutch and then we explain things in English. We try to keep things concise, but all of our members and our guests get the meeting in both languages. We are already thinking of creating more bilingual clubs because Brussels is such a wonderful international city.
So I think it's time for us to have a toast.
I am Daniel Mouquet. I am the first person from Belgium ever to go to the world finals of public speaking in Toastmasters. I started with a speech about my family history. It's actually a sad story. My grandfather was killed in the war, and my grandmother was always very, very bitter about Germans. The story gets happier as we go along, because actually the story is about me forgiving Germans, about learning to work with them. And actually the weird thing is, and this is the punchline to the story, I shared my first office with an Austrian woman, and my grandfather was an anti-aircraft gunner, and her father was a pilot. And so the two of them actually probably spent a year of shooting at each other. The pair of them ended up dying for it, and there we were sharing an office and working together.
I'm Blaga, and I've been a member of Toastmasters for a little bit more than a year. There's no such thing of I'm not a naturally born public speaker. Some people find it easier, others are more introverts. That's what Toastmasters is about. It's a safe environment to try out your ability to deliver a message to a wider audience.
I'm Michelle Baker. I won the Speaker of the Night, which was very exciting. It's rewarding when you find out that everybody voted for your speech. So I think that's the bit that's rewarding, as opposed to like you came first.